Hey, Songtown, welcome. Don't adjust your sets. My co-host Marty Dotson is on vacation, but I've got something really special to share with you today. Now, if you're an aspiring artist or a songwriter looking to release your own music, this is the thing to watch today. So glad you're here. Stick around to the end. We've got something really special to share with you. But without further ado, I have Clay Myers with me.
Thank you, Mills.
Clay has been instrumental in helping me over the years in my career. He's worn a lot of hats over the years, from managing artists, helping them get deals, to being a hit publisher. He was my publisher for a long time. So without further ado, I already said that, but I'll say it again because I love the word ado.
Thank you, Clay Mills. It is such a pleasure to be here, man. I love your studio. This is fantastic.
Yeah, Songtown Studio.
Yeah.
Hey, we were talking earlier, and you mentioned something to me that I really liked. You said they call it the music business, and they don't just call it that way. You explain what you were...
Well, when I first started in town, I mean, it was 86, and I had a crusty old song publisher pull me aside, and he explained to me in very rough terms. He goes, "Son, there's a reason why they put the word music in front of the word business. It's like, if you don't have the music right, there is no business."
Yes.
And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I hear you loud and clear."
And I love that, because so much of the time we hear it's called the music business because the music doesn't matter and it's the business. And it's really, you need both.
I think you need primarily the music first, yeah, and then the business then amplifies how great the music is.
Hey, you're speaking to the choir.
I know. Well, and that's the reason we had so much success.
The music matters.
It definitely matters, because I think, you know, a lot of people say, "Yeah, it's about the marketing, it's about the marketing." Yeah, it's about the marketing, but you can market bad stuff and it not have a legacy and never really, you know, you're just noise.
Unless you're like a big time artist, you can put out an average song occasionally, but you can't do it for long.
Well, no, and that's where that term, the sophomore slump, comes from.
Yes.
Because they feel like, well, I'm on fire now and I can put out whatever I choose and it might not have the same results.
Okay, so music, tell me how that sets up your artist brand.
Well, that's a great question, how critical the music is. Well, the alignment is this a clear message with who you are as a human, what you want your fans to feel as listeners, and those aligning two things together sure makes it easier to promote and get the business part right.
Right.
So
if the music is a reflection of the artist, who they are, their authentic self, and that's all in alignment, then it becomes easy to market that and find the audience that it
exactly
goes to.
Yeah, very well said. I mean, if you're branding your product right, spend more time on the product than on the marketing first.
Right.
And I see it too often that people start flipping it out there to try to build the social media, which is important, but oftentimes they'll build the social media for a brand alignment that has nothing to do with their music.
Yeah.
I've actually had artists in the past who will have had 100,000 listeners, and as soon as they start talking about their music, they're like, shocked that they're losing fans.
So you made a good point that focusing too much on social media first. I can think in Songtown, we had a young artist, the artist Gail.
Yeah.
And her socials weren't really doing much. And she puts out a song, A, B, C, D, E, F, U. Mm-hmm. It takes off. And then her socials blow up overnight.
Yeah.
If she had not had that song, who knows, she still may only have 10,000 followers on social media. But it was literally the music that lined up with who she was and what she wanted to say, and it resonated with the audience. And mm-hmm. so it did a lot of the heavy lifting on her socials, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that is the most important part. I mean, if, you know, what's really interesting, even, you know, we talk about social media a little bit, but, you know, it wants to identify who you are.
Right.
They want to know who you are, what you're about. Oh, you're a singer.
Right.
Oh, well, what songs do you have? Right. But if you start doing all this influencer stuff and then comedic stuff, and you're also all this, well, that's popular for the marketing platforms because that's what they want people to watch. But for your own brand, it may not be aligned at all.
Right.
So sometimes it's okay to be slower to identify where you're supposed to be on social media and work on the music, work on your delivery, work on your, you know, your narrative, what you're talking about, who you're supposed to reach to, and, you know, how they're supposed to respond to your music, period.
So. Great. So number two, the second thing you told me earlier was systems. So yes. Tell me how it's important for artists when they release their own music to have their systems in place and what that means.
Yeah. So yes, music's always first. Music and the alignment. And then, as you said, systems is critical. So now that you have some clarity with who you are, what your music is, now it's time to start being able to share that message in a consistent way. And the only way, maybe there's other ways, but the only way that I've seen successful over long periods of time is to be able to have a repetitive pattern that helps you in an easier way to communicate what your music and narrative is all about. And as you get better, you get more, you know, fancy on your social media, but have a system to where you record in batch content days. Have your system figured out how you're going to get the music out, how you're going to start promoting the music, how are you going to get your website, a landing page so people can discover you.
Right.
And once you grab their attention, well, if you don't have all of the other stuff foundationally set up in your system, it's a fleeting little short-term attention thing.
Right.
So that's what's so difficult for some when they do pop off a viral video on a song, but they haven't found all the other things.
They don't have their system together.
And they can't take advantage of it.
They're trying to reinvent the wheel every time they put out content.
Every time. Yeah. And And motivation and excitement initially is fun. You're riding on the high. You're on there all day. You're editing. You're doing your stuff. But then comes next week, and you need to do it again.
Then it becomes a grind after then 6 months.
And then it becomes you missed a day. You missed a week. Now you're like down or negative, and then it's hard to redo it. And you just feel like you didn't have the numbers, and it's a psychological battle in your mind. So you almost have to put those blinders on by developing a system to where it's like, I'm going to repeat.
Right.
And yeah, they can be different. Yeah, they can be unique, but it all needs to be you clearly on that first thing we set up, the brand, and right. Be consistent with that. And the narrative, be super consistent on that. Then you can move on into the next higher level of development. But having that and be able to repeat it over a period of time that that is not killing you is a really tricky thing, and it takes trial and error.
Awesome. Then the final thing that you wanted to point out today was leverage.
Yes, leverage is the really is the stuff that makes it start to really blossom. I think of leverage as, all right, we have our narrative, we have our presence, we know what our music is, we're getting enough feedback, we found our audience, we're starting to get our system to where we're feeding them consistently. Mm-hmm. Now that you have these things in place, that is the time that I really start encouraging artists to make those industry relationships. Booking agents want to know, what else do you have? You know, we're not... If we want to talk about record labels, we can today. But, you know, the record labels in today's world are not really investing on developing you like right. They were back in the day. Yeah. So getting your music on brand, getting your systems in play, then that's when they'll finally start to look at right. Where you're at with your progress.
If you've developed a consistent system and you're building your socials and you've got all this buzz going on, then you can leverage that into possibly a record deal, if that's what you're going after, or whatever your goals are, then you have the leverage to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, getting out and introducing yourself to promoters, agents, because that, you know, for many artists, that is really still the number one to make revenue from this thing, is being able to take it out. And
The live show.
That's where, what is the term, where the tire meets the road, or the rubber meets the road.
So I've always wondered about this. Artists that take off, and since you are, you know, in the business of developing artists and coaching artists and developing artists, what happens when somebody takes off on TikTok and they've never played a live show?
That happens. Or it used to happen more.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to happen more.
Yeah.
I remember when COVID came, you know, labels were like, oh, golly, how do we, well, right. we can't see showcases. So, you know, they would sign somebody who had a song and a little bit of musical talent, but they were really funny at making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on TikTok.
So you're saying that that type of thing is not as common anymore?
I don't see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I think good. What's happened is we've evolved over the last 5-6 years to where we understand, the labels definitely understand that just because you're viral once, now they're looking at you and they're anticipating that, let's see if they go viral again. And if the numbers are there, if the streaming numbers are there, but typically it's hard to go viral again unless you got your systems in place and you're able to repeat and repeat and be smart and learn what worked, what didn't work, and then how to adjust from there and going forward. Yeah, it's changed so dramatically.
Awesome.
So dramatically.
So I told you guys we had something special at the end. Clay is offered to do a program. At Songtown, we have Edge programs where we hook you up to work with top publishers, record label people. Clay, being an artist development consultant, has offered to do a 6-month program at Songtown. And guys, you know, we don't really come on here and talk about programs in Songtown like this, but this is something I feel is really going to help a lot of you. If you want to release your own music as an artist, if you're a songwriter artist and you want to release your music, you're tired of waiting around for other people to do it for you, and you want to do it right, Clay's going to lead a 6-month program. Yeah. You want to tell us a little bit about the program?
Yeah, I am so thrilled to be doing this. And, you know, I think the thing that's so exciting is watching people grow. And I've seen too many people try to start their journey at the end of the process.
Right.
And then they're backtracking. And again, they don't have their systems. They're not aligned. It's just frustrating. And they've spent a lot of money.
And a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. And then they get to this spot where they get really frustrated with the, you know, the process with themselves.
Right.
And then the doubt comes in. So
then the blame, that's the system's rigged.
Yeah, and I hate the industry and whatever, right, you know. Right. But
and it's really because they don't have the knowledge to help make them successful.
Yeah, and there's a lot of knowledge to gain online. And a lot of that knowledge comes at a different spot of where you should be at your career.
Right. You hear somebody that's successful going, this is what you do. And they're telling you what they're doing now, but they're not telling you what you needed to do in the beginning to get to that point.
Yeah.
No. Like you can't copy someone where they are now. You got to copy what they did at the beginning.
Right.
And so
very true.
You've put together a program that's going to walk you through developing your brand, your release strategy, getting your systems in place, and all of that over 6 months so that you make sure you do it the correct way.
Yeah, I think setting up your foundation is critical. And everybody's on a different timeline. And I'm going to assume that a lot of these Songtown friends are going to come in and they're at different spots of their career.
Right.
Some have put out some music and maybe had a little success, maybe not. Some have not put out any music at all. But we'll start from the very basic stuff. And going back to what I mentioned earlier, I want to make sure that their music they feel like is right, their narrative is right for them, and their persona and where they're at in visual is right. Their aesthetics are right. And now all that could change and ever so, but I think taking that really focused time to get phase one done. But as I've had over the last 7 years of being an artist development consultant and helping so many different people at so many different spots of their career, it's really a lot of this stuff, no matter where you're at in that cycle, foundationally, there's something that you could do to kind of improve to get to the next thing. So we'll go through 6 months from everything from a lot of that foundational stuff, making sure your copyrights are set up, making sure your landing page is good, making sure your social media is online, then making sure that you're looking at the proper distribution that needs to happen, your timeline, and how do you create that consistency over a period of, you know, years. And so I'm still a believer in more music, more often, more consistency. And so we'll go on every little chapter, and then we'll get up to finding a distributor and networking and a lot of tips on, for those who want to book, you know, how do you get into that game? How do we create
how to book shows?
How to book your own shows? How to approach an agent? How to approach press agents? When is the right time to do press? When is the time to keep your wallet in your pocket? You know,
yes, exactly.
And so not everything, like if, let's say Taylor Swift was to come out with a, you know, and I've worked with a lot of young female artists, and they're always comparing what Taylor did.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's great.
That now, worked then.
Well, it, yeah. it worked for Taylor, who yeah. now has billions of fans. Yeah. But the same, you know, breadcrumb strategy is just confusing if I don't know who you are. I'm like, right. what is this person doing? Now, Taylor, they know she's got a, that's her narrative. That's what she does. She, yeah. she brilliantly informs her fans in a fun, playful, teasing way. And I think it's so smart. So
awesome. Okay, Songtown, check out the link below for this information on the program with Clay Myers. I just want to give you props because, guys, early in my career, he saw that I had potential as a writer, signed me, tried to give me direction. I didn't always listen. But for the most part, he kept me on track, and it led to a lot of good things for me. That's what we want for you guys. So check it out, and we'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.